Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
So with me today is Rosa Blum. We talked about addiction last time and smoking, but she's been thinking about drinking and alcohol and being alert. Rosa, talk with us.
I started smoking, not because I wanted to. I come from a family of seven children. Out of the seven children, only two survived, me and my brother. My brother decided to go back home. I didn't. I stayed back in Germany. I was fearful that I won't be able to get out of there. So I never went back home. But he left me a couple cartons of cigarettes. In case of an emergency, I should have some extra cash. And I could use some, but instead that at night, I couldn't go to sleep. So I lighted a cigarette one night. It made me sleepy. The next night, I lighted another cigarette. He was home by a year. On and off, I kept on smoking cigarettes more and more, and I got addicted. I got heavy addicted. I was smoking by 10 or 15 cigarettes a day. I was addicted to smoking. And there's nothing I could do. I just smoked. From where I come in my family, I was the only woman that ever smoked. Very against my religion to smoke a woman. But it didn't bother me because addiction was harder than me. It pulled over my life long. And I overlooked it. And I smoked for like 20, 25 years. And then one day, my nephew, he's a doctor from Belgium, he came over to visit me. And when he came to visit me, I said to him, I have a lump under my arm. Would you like to take a look at it? I was not hurting anything, just a little lump developed under my right arm. He said, okay, I examine you. So he examined me. When he examined me, opened, looked at it, and he said, what is your doctor's name here? I want to call him Monday morning. So he left here, and Monday morning I got a call from my doctor. He wants to come to see me. So I didn't talk nothing over. I went to see him. I went over, he checked me. He says, I don't know what to say, but something is wrong. Let's have x-rays done. Let's call up and find out, say, when we can get an x-ray. So he called over for the x-ray machine. And he said, when can I get an appointment for her? And he said, where is she? She said, she's here in the office. Send her over. Almost like God has sent everything together. And I went over there, and he examined me. And he says, you have cancer. That was Monday morning. By next week, I was in hospital removing the lump. They find I had cancer. They removed. But I waited another month. I wouldn't have been here. In less than a week, I was in hospital. Somehow it was a miracle the way it happened. Then I lost my breath. For a couple of days, I couldn't smoke. And then I find myself, my mouth was burning. I had second stage tubectomy in my mouth. But smoking killed the pain. I couldn't feel it. I had the tubectomy in my mouth without me knowing it. So as days went on, I got worse and worse. Finally, even I had to operate even my mouth because my gum was bleeding horrible. And the operations on the gums of my mouth. That stopped me from smoking. Then I got mad. Finally, I decided, you got to learn how to quit smoking. To quit smoking was the most difficult thing I have ever done in my life. It took me about 6 months. Even after that, I drove people nuts. I didn't want to stay home. I bought a membership in gym. I used to go in the morning, the whole day in the gym to get away from home for busy. I started exercise. I never exercised as much till then. But now I'm still exercising. But 93-year-olds are still exercising every day because I suddenly realized that's the most important thing, too.
What about when people have an addiction to alcohol?
The alcohol is a different state. That was in my hometown. I had a friend of a lady. My parents sold alcohol. And they were selling alcohol in the store. And there was one lady, she was very nice to me. And, you know, growing up on 7 children, was only 2 girls and 5 boys. And she was very attentive to me. And I liked her very much. But she always used to ask him to buy her a drink. They bothered till they got a stone drunk. Took her out in the cornfields. I cannot explain it to you all what happened in that cornfield. She left her laying in there for hours, laying in her old dirt. I used to be so hurt about it, but there's not much I could do. And then the war came out, I was 15 years old, and we were taken away from home. But she hurt me very much. It hurts me to see what happened to her. And then I said to myself, you can drink moderation, but be careful. Don't overdo it. Because alcohol is like cancer. It just slowly moves into your body. And it just moves. It does not know when to stop. So please, if you can have a way, try to stop it. And it's not going to be easy, but I'm telling you to do, because I went through it. And I wouldn't smoke at all for the last 20 years. I do not smoke or anything. And I want to tell you all, don't overdo it, because smoking helps you lose your concentration. You lose your mind. You don't become a good judgment to your own self. You are your worst enemy. But take it from me. I'm 93 years old. I am healthy as can be all over. And I'm fine except my knees. Hard labor in concentration camp. I wore my kneecaps out. And I didn't have sense enough to operate. If you all feel like you need it, don't hesitate and do it. And so don't waste, be like me, not be able to walk 2 good on your knees. I do everything in my own house as I can. And I hope I set it up right now. I will talk to you some again. Please take care of yourself, because nobody else will do it. Do it yourself.
Thank you for the wonderful insight, Rosa Blum.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.